Not all coughs are the same. Used to be you heard someone cough and you think little of it, but today you could clear a room with a cough.
We're trying to develop a system that'll automatically detect and count coughs.
Shane Ross teaches engineering at Virginia Tech. Now, you might ask, what's a professor of aerospace and ocean engineering doing counting coughs? Well, the coughs are the data.
And it can be used as a signal for predicting the respiratory illness across the country. So we're first developing it in one place here, Virginia Tech, probably in classrooms, and then we'd like to deploy it elsewhere.
Ross and his colleague Nathan Alexander will create a library of coughs.
And then this would be part of the later comparison of not only is it a cough, but what specific illness is it connected to.
The counting and analyzing of these coughs amounts to what's known as an independent signal of disease, a marker completely separate from the data you'd get from direct virus testing, and ideally ahead of it.
So the thought is that, yes, this could, if people are coughing, say, a few days before they actually go into the doctor, it provides a little bit of lead time. But I think the more important thing is it's an independent signal.
The idea is to gather data but protect people's privacy.
So, yeah, this is the sensitive stuff. We recently applied for the Institutional Research Board. That's, you know, the local ethics board. And our goal is to do this in an unintrusive way that protects people's privacy. So we're not trying to single out sick people. We want to listen in areas where there are large numbers of people. So all we're detecting is just sort of the level of coughing, like coughs per minute, per person.
Right now, they're working to develop the automatic sound detection software, and if it's successful, it could become part of a national infectious disease prediction center that may be in the works.
We're kind of inspired by weather prediction, and weather prediction is based on taking measurements across, you know, large area and over a lot of time to forecast how the weather will change. So it takes a lot of inputs from a lot of locations. There's been interest in developing a national infectious disease prediction center, and that's going to need some kind of signals as input. One of the signals they have now are these influenza level illness that's measured at the state level, but it would be nice if there was something much more immediate and real time that you could get from anywhere.
Virginia Tech's COVID-19 Rapid Response Seed Fund gave the team $50,000 to get started. There's a crowdfunding campaign to support projects like these after that. In Blacksburg, I'm Robbie Harris.